What's up, man? Alright, guys. Like I promised in a past video, I'm gonna show you the nightclubs on 5th Avenue or off of 5th Avenue here in Playa del Carmen. We are very, very close to the beach. That's where the beach is, guys. At the end of this boardwalk, that's where the beach is. So we are about 300-400 feet away from the beach. So that's Mexican police, guys. Now another thing about Mexican police is that they drive with their lights on. Unlike in America, where they stop you if they put the lights on. Here in Mexico, the police drive with the lights on all the time. If they're gonna stop you, they're gonna get on the bullhorn and let you know. So, this is where all the clubs are. I was actually in this club 2 days ago, La Vecueta. It's a nice club. They would have girls up dancing up in here. It's a Sunday, so maybe that's why they're closed. Maybe they're closed on Sunday, I don't know. But this place was rocking about 2 days ago. So, you know, they might be good Christian people. Take a night off of whoring on a Sunday, I guess. And police are constantly going throughout the area to supposedly keep us safe, I guess. Not a big crowd tonight, guys. This is not, compared to what I saw 2 days ago, this is not a big crowd at all. Again, Sunday, and it was raining a couple hours ago. She's dancing for you guys. Tonight, guys. Hookah lounge. Alright, guys, you see these hoes up, you see this girl in white and black, you see that girl, that is a fucking prostitute. I told you, did I tell you guys in another video that this is where, in Mexico, prostitution is legal? Let me say that one more time. In Mexico, prostitution is legal. So what happens is that these hoes, they stand right here on the gateway to the nightclubs and they are waiting for some guy to pick them up. They cost $200 to $250. See that girl over there, guys? If you have $200 in your pocket, you're not an incel. Now, as you guys know, I'm like Coach Bitchpill, I don't pay to play. But I'm telling you guys, that girl right there in the white and the black, whatever it is, skirt, that is a prostitute. Her going price is probably $200. The police are right over there, you can't see them. But again, prostitution is legal in Mexico. this is why I hate nightclubs. Too damn loud. It's all about drinking. That's what nightclubs are for. So, as you guys can see, young crowd out. But again, it's Sunday night. It was heavily raining up until about an hour ago. So this is nothing compared to Friday, Saturday, even Thursday for that matter. Alright guys, you want to go back and ask the prostitute how much she is? I'm gonna turn the camera around. That way she doesn't think we're filming her. Let me turn the camera around, guys. Wait until the guy she's with goes away and we'll make our move. Now I'm letting you guys know I'm not buying a prostitute. I'm doing this for you guys out there. There's another prostitute next to her. See guys, there's the police. Police don't give a damn. Oh shit. They got like military, look at that. Damn, motherfucker gonna run me over. Oh, those are Mexicans Marine. That's Mexican Marine, guys. I'm gonna go probably up to the other prostitute because this girl is taking her sweet, sweet time. Hey, how you doing? My name is Omar. What are you doing? Huh? No? No? Oh, okay. I don't think she knew we were recording, guys, so she's not gonna talk on camera. Oh well. I tried. That's probably another prostitute over there. Bitch got more coins than the game room. So we ain't never hating in the shade room. See, I keep my sons in the playroom. So me and you ain't never in the same room. See, this is why I hate nightclubs, so damn loud. So, I tried to talk to the prostitute guys, see what her rate is. But she didn't like the fact I was video recording, which is fine. I wasn't gonna buy a prostitute. I'm not bitch spill desperate. But yeah, guys, here in Playa del Carmen, this is where the nightclubs are. We just passed, you know, 4 or 5 nightclubs. And again, it's probably midnight here. So by 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, all the prostitutes are gonna be out there. You see how the prostitutes work here in Playa del Carmen. I don't know if you guys can hear me because of the wind. I want to show you the beach. The beach is right there. So, how prostitution in Playa del Carmen works is that the woman, they go into the nightclub. And here's the thing. Everybody knows who the prostitutes are. Okay? There's no such thing as, oh, I thought you were a good girl. No. Prostitutes, guys, are very, very distinguishable. First of all, they'd be working by themselves. Secondly, they would always have an upscale bag. Thirdly, they would always have their hair, makeup done, hoping that some simp goes up to them and be like, hey baby, what's your rate for the night? So this is a beach right here. It fucking stinks. It smells. It's not clean right here. This is a marina. So you can't see anything. You probably have motor oil, shit like that, sewers maybe. Yeah, you don't want to go to the beach in this area, man. Maybe a couple miles away from here. But the point I'm trying to tell you guys is that if you come to Playa del Carmen and you have $200 in your pocket, you can get yourself a hot Colombiana, okay? So for you guys out there who are always complaining about, oh, women are too expensive, I can never get a hot woman, you guys saw the woman in white with a black dress. I guarantee you that woman is $200, maybe $250 at the most. You know, you guys out there working at Popeyes, you can probably make that money in what, a week or something like that? So for you guys out there who identify as incels, simply come to Cancun, come to Playa del Carmen, come to Fifth Avenue, okay? If you guys want to know the GPS location of where I am right now, I'll give you the name of the club. That way you guys can look it up on your own. Like I said, these two clubs, they were open yesterday. Must be a Sunday thing, you know? Not that many people are out. Anyways, I'm gonna show you the name of the club, okay? See, this is the name of the club, La Vaquita. So for any of you guys out there who are in America, you never got your pee-pee touched, and you want a hot woman for an hour, get yourself a ticket to Cancun. Get on the ADU bus, ADO, okay? Get on the ADU bus for a couple of dollars from Cancun. It will drop you off like a kilometer or so away from here, which is like 10 minutes walking, okay? Put this nightclub in your GPS, La Vaquita, right? Come here on pretty much any popular day, or any day for that matter, between 12 to 3 in the morning, okay? You might be able to get a prostitute in there, or you can simply approach a prostitute like I did, because around 2:30, 3 o'clock at night, all the prostitutes that didn't get picked, they're gonna be standing outside. I don't know if I'm gonna come back here in 2 hours to videotape prostitutes again for you guys, but you already saw the prostitutes working on the corner. So we saw two. By 3 o'clock, there'll be like 20, 25 of them on the corner. And sometimes they'll actually approach you like, hey, how you doing? What's your name? Where are you from? So the bottom line here, guys, is that you can pretty much buy yourself a prostitute outright in front of the police, because prostitution in Mexico is legal. And from my understanding, these girls, they don't work with a pimp, so you don't have to worry about, you know, some guy, you know, knocking down your door at Airbnb or wherever you are and fucking beating the shit out of you or stealing your shit. So it's actually illegal to pimp women in Mexico. So women here, they don't work with a pimp. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. I might come back here in 2 hours when the clubs are letting out and we get to see more prostitutes prostituting themselves on the corner of the street. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace. Damn it. Shut the camera off. Shut up, camera.